Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive from Mattress Advisory.
Great to be here.
Before we jump in today, just a quick heads up for you all. There are some exclusive discounts available through the links connected with this deep dive. So definitely worth checking out if you're thinking about a new mattress.
Absolutely. And today we are focusing on the Helix Dusk Luxe mattress. You've gathered quite a bit of info from Mattress Advisory.
Yeah, we have.
And this should be really helpful whether you already have one or maybe you're considering it. It's all about protecting that investment.
Exactly. Our mission today is really to get into how you properly care for the Helix Dusk Luxe. And, crucially, how to maintain its pretty substantial 15-year warranty.
That warranty is key.
It is. We want you sleeping comfortably for years. So we'll touch on the cool features, but also, maybe more importantly, the common pitfalls that could, mess up that warranty coverage.
Okay, so let's start with the mattress itself. The Helix Dusk Luxe, it's a hybrid, which means it combines coils and foam.
Right. Best of both worlds, potentially.
Kind of. And it seems specifically designed for back and stomach sleepers, folks who like that medium firm feel. Mattress Advisory puts it around a 6.5 out of 10 on the firmness scale.
And it's not just about the firmness level itself, is it? The design seems quite thought out, like the zoned coils they use.
Yeah, the zoned coils are pretty smart. They give you more support where you tend to be heavier, like your hips, and maybe a bit less elsewhere.
So it adapts better to your body shape. And the foam layers, they give you contouring, but it sounds like not that deep, sinking feeling some people dislike.
Exactly. It contours without making you feel, stuck. And for anyone who sleeps hot, there's an option for a Glaciotex cooling cover.
Oh, that's a nice add-on. Worth considering if temperature is an issue.
Definitely. Plus, safety-wise, it seems solid. It's got CertiPure US and GreenGuard Gold certifications. That means low VOCs. Fewer chemicals.
And no fiberglass, which is something people increasingly ask about.
Right. Good point. No fiberglass. And Helix backs it all up with a 100-night sleep trial.
So you get over 3 months to really decide if it's for you.
Yeah. Plenty of time. And then there's that 15-year warranty we mentioned, which brings us to the core of today's discussion, really, understanding that warranty.
Absolutely. Because knowing the terms is, it's essential to protect your purchase, isn't it? Let's talk about common mistakes first. What trips people up?
Based on the info we have, there are a few key things that can unfortunately void that warranty, and sometimes people do them without even realizing.
Okay, let's break those down. What's maybe the most common one?
Probably using the wrong kind of base. This comes up a lot. The Helix Dusk Luxe needs a really firm, solid foundation.
Like a platform bed or a foundation.
Yeah, or a compatible adjustable base.
Mm.
But if you're using a slatted frame, this is critical.
Mm.
Slats can't be more than 5.5 inches apart.
Wow, 5.5 inches. That's specific. Why so exact?
Because wider gaps just don't provide enough consistent support. The mattress can sag between the slats, and any damage resulting from that, it won't be covered by the warranty. It needs that solid platform underneath.
Okay, so check your base, check your slats. That's takeaway number one. What's next on the list of warranty no-nos?
Number two is removing the mattress cover. This might seem counterintuitive. Maybe you want to wash it or something.
Yeah, I could see people thinking that's okay.
But you absolutely shouldn't. The cover is considered an integral part of the mattress structure. Taking it off voids the warranty, period.
Okay, noted. Keep the cover on always. What about, accidents? Spills, damage.
Right. Physical damage is another big one. Burns, cuts, tears, any kind of liquid damage or stains, none of that is covered.
Which is exactly why a mattress protector is usually recommended, right?
Highly recommended. It's like cheap insurance for a pretty significant purchase. It guards against all those accidental spills and stains that can easily happen.
Makes total sense. So invest in a protector. What else can void the warranty? Is cleaning method important?
Yes, definitely. Using improper cleaning methods, you shouldn't be taking the cover off anyway, but even for spot cleaning, you need to be careful. Avoid harsh chemicals, bleach, stuff like that. Don't try to machine wash any part of it.
So always follow Helix's specific care instructions.
Yeah.
Usually gentle spot cleaning.
Exactly. Stick to the manufacturer's guidelines to avoid accidentally causing damage that, void your warranty.
Okay, so we know what not to do. Let's flip it. What does the warranty actually cover? If I follow all the rules, what protection do I have?
Good question. The warranty is mainly for manufacturing defects. So it covers indentations or sags greater than 1.5 inches.
An inch and a half.
Yeah. But crucially, this is only if the sag isn't caused by using an improper base. If you've got the right support and it still sags significantly, that should be covered.
Okay, so noticeable sagging with proper support. What else?
It also covers cracks or splits in the foam material or issues with the spring unit that happen under normal use. You know, if something inside physically breaks down prematurely.
So failures in the actual materials or construction.
Right. And finally, it covers manufacturing defects in the mattress cover itself. Maybe a seam splits or there's a flaw in the fabric right from the start.
That seems pretty comprehensive for actual defects.
Mm.
But warranties always have exclusions. What's not covered?
Yeah, important to manage expectations. It generally doesn't cover normal body impressions or foam softening over time. Mattresses do break in, that's normal wear.
So a little bit of settling is expected.
Exactly. And it also doesn't cover changes in your personal comfort preference after that 100-night trial is over. If you decide 6 months later it feels too firm or too soft, that's not a warranty issue.
The trial is your window for comfort decisions.
Got it, precisely. And as we've said, any damage from improper support, spills, stains, or clear misuse or abuse, like jumping on the bed that's not covered.
Makes sense.
Oh, and a really important one. The warranty is only for the original purchaser. It's non-transferable. So if you buy it second hand or from an unauthorized seller, even if it looks new or is labeled refurbished, you likely won't have warranty protection from Helix.
That's a huge point for people maybe looking for deals on marketplace sites or something. Buyer beware. Check the seller's authorization.
Definitely. Stick to Helix directly or their officially listed retail partners.
Okay, so to keep everything in good shape and maintain that warranty,
yeah.
What are the main things we need to do? The positive maintenance steps.
Right. Let's summarize the key maintenance actions. First, and we've hammered this point, but use a supportive base. Correct slats, solid foundation, whatever fits their specs.
Non-negotiable. Check.
Second, use a quality mattress protector. Always. Protects against those warranty voiding spills.
Check.
Third, rotate the mattress head to foot every 3 to 6 months. This helps it wear more evenly. Helix doesn't usually require flipping, just rotating.
Good tip for longevity.
Fourth, maybe obvious, but avoid jumping or rough treatment. It's not a trampoline.
Right. Treat it like the investment it is.
And fifth, repeating this because it's vital, keep the cover on, don't remove it.
Seems straightforward enough. Protect, support, rotate, be gentle, keep the cover on. Now, what if, despite doing everything right, I think I have a legitimate warranty issue? What's the process?
Filing a claim seems pretty direct, based on the info. First step is to contact Helix customer support. Have your order details, handy proof of purchase, date, etc.
Okay, standard stuff. What then?
They'll likely ask you to provide clear photos showing the problem, you know, the indentation, the crack, the cover defect, whatever it is. Be thorough with the pictures.
Evidence is key.
Totally. Based on that, they'll evaluate the claim against the warranty terms. If they need you to return it, they'll guide you through that process. If the claim is approved, the outcome is usually repair or, more likely, replacement of the mattress.
And just to reiterate, the 100-night trial is totally separate from this 15-year warranty process, right?
Exactly. Trial is for initial satisfaction. Warranty is for defects that might pop up later down the line. Two different things.
Okay. Now, even with great care and a long warranty, mattresses don't last forever. When should someone start thinking about a replacement, even if the warranty period isn't technically over or has maybe just passed?
That's a really practical question. Signs of wear are key. If you notice significant, persistent sagging that doesn't bounce back, or if you feel lumps or unevenness in the surface.
Things that affect your sleep comfort.
Exactly. Or maybe the most telling sign, if you're consistently waking up sore, stiff, or just not feeling rested, your body often tells you before the mattress looks visibly terrible.
Listen to your body. It's good advice.
And even the best mattresses have a lifespan, usually suggested around 7-10 years for optimal performance, though warranties can be longer like this one. It's interesting. Helix apparently might offer prorated replacement options even after the first 10 years of the warranty.
Oh, that's good to know. So there might still be some recourse even later on.
Possibly, yeah. Worth asking if you're in that situation. But ultimately, prioritize your sleep quality. If the mattress isn't doing its job anymore, warranty or not, it might be time for a change.
Sound advice. Let's circle back quickly to buying it. We mentioned authorized sellers. Why is this so critical again?
It's absolutely crucial for the warranty. Buying directly from Helix or an official authorized retailer ensures you get the manufacturer's warranty.
Because third-party sellers, even if the mattress is new in the box,
they often can't transfer the warranty. You might buy it, find a defect a year later, and Helix might say, sorry, you didn't buy from an authorized channel. You'd be out of luck.
So always verify the seller is authorized. and keep your receipt.
Yes. Keep your original proof of purchase, the receipt, the order confirmation email, whatever it is. You will need that if you ever have to make a claim. Store it somewhere safe.
Excellent point. One last practical tip. Moving house. People need to move their mattresses.
Yeah.
How do you do that safely with a Helix Dust Deluxe?
Good one. Moving can be risky for mattresses. Definitely use a mattress bag. Protects it from dirt, moisture, potential snags, and tears.
Okay, bag it up.
Try your best to keep it relatively flat during transport. Avoid sharp folds or bends if you can help it. Hybrids especially don't like being folded aggressively.
Might damage the coils or foam layers?
Could do, yeah. And remember, damage that happens during a move is not covered by the warranty. So taking care during the move is purely on you to protect your mattress.
Handle with care. Good advice for moving anything valuable. Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground. Let's maybe just quickly recap the big takeaways here.
Yeah, sounds good. I think the main message is that taking proper care of your Helix Dust Deluxe and really understanding the warranty details are key to protecting that investment.
It's not complicated, really. Just a few key things.
Exactly. Simple steps. Use the right base. Definitely use a protector. Rotate it periodically. These things help it last longer and keep that warranty valid.
And don't take the cover off.
Don't take the cover off. And, you know, if you do run into issues or just have questions, Helix customer service is there to help.
Perfect. So the Helix Dust Deluxe seems like a solid mattress choice, especially for back and stomach sleepers wanting that medium firm feel. And knowing how to care for it just makes it an even smarter buy. Thanks so much for breaking all that down for us.
My pleasure. Hope it helps everyone sleep a little easier knowing how to protect their mattress and their warranty.
Absolutely. And for all of you listening, if you want to learn more about the Helix Dust Deluxe, or maybe you're ready to take the plunge, don't forget about those links we mentioned. Check them out for exclusive discounts.
Definitely worth a click.
From all of us here at Mattress Advisory, sweet dreams.